from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's welcome in Alvin Attles Jr. Hey, Alvin, how you doing, buddy? Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. And can I quickly say something? I wanted to make sure,
yeah,
because for all the callers who think you're just the contrarian, and what if Jordan Poole's stats were padded, and what if, do we really need to pay Ayuk that much? If for those who think you're just the contrarian, Matt, you've been a stand-up guy who supported me for so long, and I just wanted to thank you. I mean, 20 years ago, I remember asking you to come to a basketball clinic in America and Canyon, and you did, so I wanted to just thank you.
Yeah, I'll never forget that. In fact, and I'll just go this way. There was this camper there that day called named Logan Murdoch, who ended up becoming a sports writer. He now works for, I believe, The Ringer, and covered the Warriors for a while. And he brought it up to me about 6 years ago that he was at that camp that I spoke at. So that was a great little full circle moment. So go ahead. Why don't you let us know what's going on with your dad? Because as far as I'm concerned, he's a living legend. He's an icon in the Bay.
Well, thank you. So what I'm doing is, you know, a lot of time we just think we have a ton of time. And 10 years ago, I started a project just documenting his life. And so I'm almost complete, but I am putting the final touches on what is called The Destroyer. So it's a love letter to my dad in film form. And we're just putting the kind of final touches on it. And it's a behind-the-scenes look at, you know, I think a lot of people see this brooding kind of menacing figure, and he's the destroyer, and he's a fighter, and he's all those different things. But there was so much more to him. He's an intellect. He's somebody that fought the game. He's somebody that, through his hard work, stayed in the game for a long time. And he has a bevy of friendships that I could only wish to some point in my life come close to. So I am doing The Destroyer. So it is something that we're super proud about.
Well, first off, it's a pleasure to be speaking to you, and I really appreciate you joining us. And I did want to ask, so, you know, I come from a bit of a younger generation, and I've only had the chance to read about your father, to listen to some interviews. I'm obviously familiar with his career on paper, but why I'm excited to watch the documentary, and I hope that you could kind of help me with this. What are you hoping that someone like myself, who's from a different generation, from a bit of a newer generation, what are you hoping that we can glean and learn about through this documentary and learning about your father?
Well, So what happens is we're in this a microwave society, right? We want everything done quick. The newest is the greatest. You know, anything past our scope of sight is old school. I really want to bring a new set of eyes to, you know, my father's generation, you know, how he impacted not only, you know, his players, but he impacted coaches and those in the organization. And you know, my dad grew up in a very unique time frame. You're talking about, you know, the civil rights era. You're talking about era when basketball players weren't getting paid inordinate amount of money. So what they had to do was they had to do it for passion. So I want folks like yourself just to see kind of the sacrifices that it took for him to get here. And one thing that, and God bless Steve Kerr, I saw him on the Democratic National Convention last night, and we kind of credit Coach, and rightly so, with the strength in numbers, but back in 74 or 75, my dad was playing 10 or 11 guys at a time. Mm-hmm. That was unheard of at that time, to play so many guys. And so I want the newer generation just to kind of get a little bit more appreciation for what pioneers such as my dad have laid out.
Alvin, and we're talking to Alvin Attles Jr. We're talking about his father, Al Attles Sr., who, of course, oh, God, his resume's off the charts, Hall of Fame. He was a championship coach in 1975. He was on the court when Will Chamberlain scored 100 points at Hershey Park. He was a player coach for the Warriors. And today we started out the show talking just about coaches and what we like in a coach and what we, you know, what we prefer and maybe what we don't prefer. How would you describe, because it's been a while now, how would you describe your father's style as a coach back in the mid-70s? What was he like?
So my father was the ultimate player's coach, meaning he was a guy that he would, and I know because I'm his son, and he had some fire and brimstone to him, you know, meaning like he was not afraid to get up under guys, challenge them loudly, you know, but what he did was he always talk to them in a way so that all the players understood what he was asking from them and what he challenged them for. And so my dad was, I would say, a combination between and he wasn't a yeller, but he was very commanding. So he's a combination between a commanding coach, but very, very understanding because he had also played the game. And if you remember this, because they no longer do this, he was a player coach. Yeah. So he had both of those facets of, you know, of technique in his delivery as a coach. He understood what it was to be a player, understood what it was to be a coach. And so I think he was just very well balanced as a coach.
And Alvin, how would you compare his style to someone like Steve Kerr's now? Because we were discussing the things that I find incredible about Kerr and the way that he's able to be just forthcoming and honest, whether it's at a political convention or in training camp at practice. He feels like the same person. How would you compare your father's style to someone like Steve Kerr?
You know what? I think that's a wonderful, and thank you for that comparison. I think it's actually a great comparison because what I've noticed about Coach Kerr are the same things I noticed about my father. Like, Coach Kerr knows how to reach a Steph Curry, right, who is the best player on your team. And he knows how to get Steph motivated, but he also knows how to go down and tap a guy like, you know, let's look at some of the guys who, Otto Porter, for instance. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at guys who are also ran somewhere else and they get here and Coach knows how to speak to them and get them to perform. My dad did a lot of quote-unquote reclamation projects, and you know, whether or not it was Bernard King, whether or not it was World Free, whether or not it was, you know, players who had gone other places and not necessarily reached their potential and got here, and my father breathed something into them that allowed them to go ahead and flourish. Otherwise, that's a skill set, you know, but he also knew how to take care of his best players, his Ricks, you know, his Wilts, his guys like that. So he is that's a very, very appropriate comparison, and one that I think is very accurate.
Hey, Alvin, thank you so much for joining us. Be sure to let us know when the documentary comes out, and we're all looking forward to it, and give the best to your dad because He's one of the classiest individuals I've ever met in my entire life, and I'm proud to have known him a little bit.
Thank you, and I'm sure he will appreciate that. If I could just tease,
yes,
for anybody that wants to support the documentary, we're doing a Kickstarter just to kind of get some finishing support. And so go to Kickstarter. The documentary is called The Destroyer, you know, the Al Attles Legacy. And feel free to, we have some great, great, you know, one-of-a-kind items for those who contribute. So we are looking for some finishing funds, but I appreciate the time, and I hope that folks will appreciate what we put together and come out and see it.
Can't wait, Alvin. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, and I'll make sure that I tell my dad. He's actually listening right now, so appreciate you all.
Love you, Al. Thank you.
All right, love
both
you too.
Of you guys. Appreciate
right,
it,
thank
man.
You. All right, bye-bye, then.
All right, Alvin Attles, junior.
It's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.